Hello, and welcome to Landward, Readings of Place and Season. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today, in honor of Earth Day and in honor of the awakening land, I will read a poem that's a collaboration from the Poets for Science group of the American Geophysicists Union in 2022. David Hassler of Kent State University scripted this poem from the responses to a prompt by Wisconsin poet laureate Kimberly Blaser. The poem begins with this epigraph from Kimberly Blaser: "In the silken minutia where wonder breaks, we waken between worlds of measure-taking and mystery-making." It's followed by the words from 13 of many participants. I was honored to be one of them. Here's the poem. Dear sky, dear blue planet. In the silken minutia where wonder breaks, we waken between worlds of measure-taking and mystery-making. We have only one home, this planet, and it's blue, its beauty a bridge to the soul. Dear sky, dear blue planet, we grieve, we hope, we learn to seek your balance. From the shifting tectonics below my feet to the great crying ice sheets of the poles, how can we find harmony with our world? I grieve the loss of glaciers and their ancient hold on the land. I grieve our indifference, contributing to our own demise. Each year, the hottest on record, summer skies whitened for weeks with wildfire smoke. I remember snows 30 years ago when they came, first tentative, clumped on green October grass, then full on ankle deep in November, hours to keep. The air was fragranced with scent as water from each place sings its own song of taste. Tonight, I step out into December's cold wind, but catch no scent of sweet water's crystals. Still, I am part of the sky, held fast by the earth, an animated sack of water, part blue and blue-seeking. I remember a thicket of salmon berries glowing like new suns in June, a flock of cedar waxwings singing as they harvested. I carry this memory of light, a green day and place where matter transformed before my eyes. When rain stays late in winter and buries red mountains behind fingers of clouds, when it fills the saguaro plump with its spiny belly and quenches the creosote bush so it smells more like earth than anything I can remember, it is then I feel hope. Not an easy hope, but a muscular one. A hope I cannot measure, but choose to hold in my chest. I honor the wind picking up at the edge of the water in evening, the sol gongs brise, a sea breeze lilting over the fjord, seen only in the movement of clouds, the shiver and bend of trees, the bowing of grasses. I honor you, sun, your life-giving glow, your song ringing forth in the solar wind's flow, reaching millions of miles to play magnetic strings, a lullaby in the aurora. May our gratitude rise to your creative fire. I lick the sun, taste the sky. I honor all the yielding and rebounding nature of this planet, while I grieve the changes around me that our children will remember as normal. Yet still, I have hope. Hope that we will converge in a space and time having followed our own sorrow. Hope that our collective voices, braided like sweetgrass, still matter. My 3-year-old grandson draws a picture of a pine cone, then waves it high in the air like the new flag of a world with no borders. All of us companion travelers sailing through space. You have been listening to Dear Sky, Dear Blue Planet, a community poem by AGU22 attendees after Kimberly Blazer, scripted by David Hassler in 2023. And I want to read the names of the contributors from across the country. Joshua Blazer, Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Alberto Mestas, San Antonio, Texas. Kevin. Dana, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Catherine Young, Blue River, Wisconsin. Deborah Miranda, Eugene, Oregon. Winslow Schmeling, Sonoran Desert. Ryan McGranahan, Knoxville, Tennessee. Kenzie Allen, Midland, Texas. Laura, Marianne, Simlångsdalen, Sweden, and South Bend, Indiana. You can see a video of the poem and all of its contributors by looking up Dear Sky, Dear Blue Planet on YouTube. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. Podcasts of this reading will be available at wdrt.org.